Barrhead, Westlock. Any loss of life is tragic, but the motor vehicle collision on Monday, October 3, which cost three people their lives, is even more tragic because it was preventable. The accident occurred at about 7:45 a.m. on Highway 654, just east of the Highway 777 intersection in Westlock County. As stated in an RCMP media release following the accident, the initial investigation showed that a pickup was heading westbound on Highway 654 when it crossed the center line and ran head-on into an eastward traveling SUV. The driver of the SUV, a woman, was pronounced dead at the scene. The occupants of the pickup truck, a 33-year-old Edmonton man formerly from Barrhead and a 29-year-old Barrhead woman, became trapped inside the vehicle. Shortly after the collision, the pickup ignited into flames. The truck's occupants were also pronounced deceased on the scene. Barrhead Sergeant Bob Dodd said the pickup the couple was driving was stolen, with the theft being reported from Nerlandia the previous day, and there was also a loaded 12-gauge shotgun in their possession. Any loss of life is tragic, but it is especially so in this case. Here we have two individuals with lengthy criminal histories. And here, they've taken the life of a productive, much-loved community member. It is just absolutely heartbreaking. Dodds also wanted to commend the actions of several bystanders to put out the burning truck, including that of a hydrovac truck crew, which successfully extinguished the fire. What bystanders did or attempted to do was truly outstanding, he said, adding another bystander also attempted to extricate the driver of the SUV, but that RCMP members on the scene talked the person out of it. Once you start pulling a vehicle apart, if a person has injuries, you can aggravate them, even potentially kill them. But the person's heart was in the right place and should be commended for it. Dodds also encouraged those who were on the scene and may need help dealing with their emotions related to what they saw to reach out to the Barrhead Community Victim Services Unit, VSU. It was a horrific scene, and we tried to get as many people's names as we could to give to the VSU. If we missed any, and those people who witnessed or were involved in the accident in any way want assistance, it is here for them, he said, adding he knows VSU volunteer advocates have already been in touch with several people who were involved or witnessed the accident. Alberta VSUs, including those in Barrhead and Westlock, have stated their concerns that the province is planning to limit VSUs to helping victims of incidents strictly related to crime. In this incident, Dodd said that if the rules are changed and VSUs can only respond to incidents directly related to crime, in the future, VSU volunteer advocates might not be able to help people involved in incidents like this. He noted that on the face of it, this incident was a two-vehicle collision, resulting in three fatalities. If the province changes the rules to what they have suggested, the VSU wouldn't have been able to attend this incident, Dodd said, noting it took investigation before they learned of the criminal connection. The people contemplating these changes don't understand how important it is for victim services to help people who have had loved ones killed in incidents that are not crime-related. The support they receive from VSU members is just as important as those who are the victims of crime. To reach the VSU, call the Barrhead RCMP Detachment at 780-674-4848 or email at victimservicesbarrhead@gmail.com. Barry Curtin, townandcountrytoday.com.